And we're holding on Kufdalid Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom. And the Mishnah had said that if a person says Harei Olai Mincha, that I obligate myself to bring a Mincha, Yavi Ezer Hushiyutzevchula, then he can bring whichever one he wants. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda had out of the five types that the Torah lists in Parshas Vayikra, and Rabbi Yehuda had said specifically if he hadn't specified, he should bring a Mincha Solus, an unbaked flour Mincha, unbaked or unfried flour Mincha, because he says it's Miuchedes Shiva Menachas. It's the most special one or the most distinguished one of the Menachas. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Chana, we learn it about because the Torah starts mentioning it first. So we want to ask by that logic, if you're going to say that whenever something is mentioned first, then it means that's kind of the default for that type of thing. Elamanta, by that logic, if a person were to just say, I obligate myself to bring an oila, without specifying what kind, Yovi ben Bakr, should we say that he has to bring cattle, that he has to bring a bull as a korban, because the Torah mentions it first, because when the Torah mentions the oila in at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the first thing it says is im oila korbanim min bakr. Or the same logic, minat soin. If a person says that I'm going to bring an oila from soin, and soin is a generic word that includes both sheep and goats, would we say yavi keves? He has to specifically bring a sheep. Because the Torah starts with that first when it mentions soin, the first one it describes the sheep. And similarly, mina oif, if he says that I'm going to bring a korban from oif, from birds, without specifying which one, yavi todim, should we say that he has to bring, according to the order, that he has to bring, and he has to bring todim, turtle doves, because the Torah mentions them first. Now, if you're going to say all those things, alam of tanan, then why do we learn later in our perek, that no, the Mishnah says, harei alai oila, if a person says, I obligate myself to bring an oila, yovi keves, then he can bring a sheep, which is the cheapest out of all of them, and he's yotze, revelos ben azariah, emer tore ben yona, and revelos ben azariah says he could even bring a turtle dove or a dove. We'll see later on, why they argue. Basically, it boils down to, in each Tana's place, what did they call oila generically without specifying what did it include, bird oila sunah. In any case, of a like Polig Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue over there. So therefore, see, it's not a matter of which one is mentioned first. Otherwise, he should have to hold differently in all those other cases as well. So now, Elamai Miuchedes Shiva Menachas. So what does he mean when he says that the Mincha Solus, the one of unbaked flour, is Miuchedes, is the most distinguished one or the most specified one of the Menachas? What does he mean by that? The Lesle Shem Levi. All he means is that there's no other term that goes with it. In other words, a mincha alone is called just mincha. It can be called mincha soilus, to be more precise, but it can be called just mincha, as opposed to all the other ones specifically are called minchas marcheshes, minchas machvas, minchas machetanur, etc. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that when he say mincha without specifying, then it means that it has no other secondary name or secondary adjective, and therefore would have to mean that one. So the Gemara says, well, Tana Hoyul Apostle by Akosim Tchila Karma. The fact is that the Braisa does say that Rabbi Yehuda says because the Torah mentions it first. Now we have the question because that contradicts the later Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. But the fact is, if we're going to understand that Rabbi Yehuda is saying something entirely different, that it's a matter of that it doesn't have a Shem Levi, that it doesn't have a secondary name, then what are we doing with that Braisa? And the answer is Hachi Karma. What the Braisa means is Ezo Mincha Miuchedes Shiva Menachas, the Lesle Shem Levi, which Mincha is it that is the most specific of the Menachas, namely that it has no Shem Levi, you should know Zusha Pasach by Akosav Tchila, namely it's the one that the Torah opens with first. Well, the Gemara says Pshita Mincha Sasolos Karma. Well, then of course, what do you mean? Does the Braisa need to tell us which one it says first? We can open up a Chumash for ourselves, and we can see the Mincha Sasolos is first, and there's no reason for the Braisa to even mention it. And the answer is you're right, Simona Ba'alma. It's not really saying, Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that's the reason. He's just giving a simon. You shouldn't forget this way. You shouldn't forget which one Rabbi Yehuda is saying. It'll help you remember that's the one where the Torah mentioned, where the Torah says it first. But the real reason is because it's the only one that doesn't have a Shem Levi, that doesn't have a secondary name. And we know Rabbi Yehuda often does that as far as Simonim, like the Tzahadash Barachav. We had earlier in our Masechta as well, where Rabbi Yehuda had given a Simon for the dimensions of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. So therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda is in the habit of doing that. But the real reason would be, so the Braisa is saying that the Torah mentioned it first, that's only meant as a Simon. The real reason is because it's the only one that doesn't have Shem Levi. Next, we said in the Mishnah, mincha, minha, mincha, v'chola, that if the person says, I'm going to bring a mincha, or a type of mincha, so then he has to bring one mincha. If he said, menachos, or min menachos, then he has to bring two menachos of the same kind. So the Gemara says, boi papa, mine mincha mahu. What if he were to say, types of mincha? So we had in the Mishnah where he says, mincha, or where he says, min menachos, where the word min is singular, and menachos are plural. So then we understand that it means one min, two different menachos, the two minchas solos, or two minchas machvas, or whatever. What about the other way around? If he pluralized the word min, and said mine, but he kept the word mincha singular, mahu, what would be the din, then what should he be bringing? Kivin to Omer Mine, Tauti, Karma, since he said Mine, then that implies two. Or my mincha, so what does he mean when he says the word mincha, which is singular? That would just mean, though, listen, it can be used as a mass plural as well. Kol menachas nam mincha mekaryan. In general, all menachas in the Torah are called by the word mincha, even when we're talking about many of them. Dichtiv, as they have the pasuk, v'zos Torah mincha. This is the law of the mincha. And that means all menachas, as we've learned a number of times in our Masechta, that from those words, v'zos Torah mincha, we learn that to a certain extent, all menachas have the same dinim. So therefore, you could say that we focus on the mine, and we say mincha just means many different types of among all the various minchas. So then he should have to bring two. Or maybe since he says mincha in the singular, chod mincha kama, maybe he really does mean only one mincha. Or my mine mincha. So why does he say mine in the plural? Oh, kama, mi mine mincha. Among all the types of mincha, among all the five types of mincha that are available, chod mincha alai, I am obligating myself to bring one of those five. So which is it? Well, the Gemara says Toshma. Let's prove from our Mishnah itself. It said Mincha, Min Mincha. If he said Mincha, or he said Min Mincha, Yobi Ach, I said he brings only one. So, in other words, because why is he bringing only one? Because he said the whole thing in the singular. Min is singular, Mincha is singular. So therefore, Ha Mine Mincha, implying that if he had pluralized the word Min and said Mine in your papa's example, then Stein, he would have to bring two. But the Gemara says that's not really a proof. Ema sefer, because look at the next part of the Mishnah. Menachos, where if he says that I'm going to bring menachos, min menachos, so he says min menachos, so he keeps min singular, but he pluralizes menachos. Yavishtaim, then he has to bring two. Ha mine mincha, which would imply that if he only pluralized the word mine, then choda, then he only has to bring one. So it comes out that if you're going to try to be medayik from the Mishnah, then the resha and the sefer contradict one another. So you're right, so you can't really answer the question one way. You can't really say one way or the other. The Mishnah can be taken one way, but it can also be taken the other way, depending whether you're medayik from the ratio or the sefer, and therefore you don't really have a basis so far for saying what the actual din would be in this case. A couple of the Achronim point out that Son Kodesh and Taras HaKodesh point out that the Gemara could have said something. The Gemara could have said something like that. We could say that if he says Mincha or Minha Mincha means two, and then when it says Menachos or Min Menachos, it's only because, in other words, the same thing. And if he says Mine Mincha, then also it would mean two, but it has to be two different Minim, unlike the case that the Mishnah is describing, where it's two of the same Min. The fact is the Mishnah further on does not say that later on in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that when he brings two, it doesn't say they have to be of one min. Yesterday, when we learned the Mishnah, we said that is in fact what it means. So therefore, we can't say that it would have said that detail in order to be medayik, something that is not even specifically said in the Mishnah. Other portion point out, the Chayt Nosan points out as well, because the Gemara could have said, that's one of these things, Nasa Kimi, that we would say, that if he says, Mine Mincha, it's equivalent to say Min Menacha. If he says Min Menacha, it's the equivalent of saying Mine Mincha, and therefore it would work. But the wording of the Mishnah, he said, doesn't really fit with that. Okay. So no proof one way or the other yet. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to bring another proof. A Braisa says, min menachos alai. If a person says, I'm going to bring a min of menachos, so then we said in the Mishnah, yavishtei menachos min. So then as we said in the Mishnah, yavishtei menachos min min echad, then he has to bring two menachos specifically of one type. Now, in the Mishnah, you haven't spelled out that's two of one type. The Mishnah just said that if he says min ha-mincha, then he has to bring, and if he said min menachos, he has to bring two. We didn't specify in the Mishnah that it meant two of two different types, or two of how many types. Could be two of one type, or two or each, or two, one each of different types. But now, the Braisa clearly says that if he says min menachos alai, then he has to bring two menachos of one kind to the Yotzei Nezer. Now, that implies that if he said that he's going to bring from the types of mincha, so again, he pluralized the word min, but he kept the word mincha singular, it sounds like chodah. It sounds like he only has to bring one. The Gemara says no. Dilma, no, because you can say the Braisa uses the word min, min mincha samai, and you're saying that you're going to infer from that what the din would be if he says minay. No. Ha minay mincha, maybe shtei minochas. Mishnah meaning, no, because all, maybe we can say, in fact, that that's the Mishnah is implying, the Braisa is implying, that if he says Mineh, not only has to bring two, but it has to be two different Minim. And then fine, the word Mincha would be the generic word Mincha, which again means all the different Menachos. So there's really no proof from the Braisa either. So fine, the Braisa is a little more wordy than the Mishnah, uses a little more words than the Mishnah to clarify that it means when he says min menachos, it means two of one kind, but that it doesn't necessarily follow that if he says minay mincha, that he should be chayev in two of two different kinds, maybe not. So the Gemara continues, but the fact is that you're telling me that if he brings that the Braisa maybe is implying that if he says minei mincha, he would have to bring two menachos of two different types, maybe not necessarily. The fact is, another Braisa says, or the same Braisa says, min menachos alai, that if he says I'm going to bring min menachos, maybe shtei menachos, min menachos, then he brings two menachos from one min, minei menachos alai, but if he pluralizes both min and menachos, well then there's no question that he's bringing two, maybe shtei menachos mishnei minin, then he brings two menachos of two different minim. Ha minei mincha chada, implying that if he said only minei mincha, if he only pluralized the word min and kept mincha singular, chada, then he only has to bring one. Well, then at least from that, we should be able to answer to Papa's question that, yeah, we would say in order for him to have to bring two, he has to pluralize both of them. Otherwise, the Braisa should have said what happens if he says minei mincha. But the Gemara says that's not really a proof either because Dilma ha mani Reb Shimoni, because you could say this Braisa maybe follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, the Omar, where he said earlier in the Masechta, Nechzah Chalas and Nechzah Rikikin Yavi, that when you bring a Minchas Machetano, a baked Mincha, you have your choice of bringing, now we know, we've learned earlier in the Masechta, you have two types of baked Mincha, whether baked is Chalas or Rikikin, we talked about before, whether Chalas and Rikikin are the same thing, basically, and the difference is that Chalas, the oil is mixed into the dough and Rikikin, it's smeared on afterward after they're baked, or is it that Chalas are thick and Rikikin are thin, whatever the case, the point is, the Tanakhama had said over there that if you're going to bring a Minchas Mafe Tanu, divided, as we learned before, into 10 Chalas, then it has to be all into ten pieces, it's all chalas or all rikikin. You can't do some of one and some of the other. And Reb Shimon had disagreed and said that you can have a minchas mafei tano that's half chalas and half rikikin. D'omar, he says, mechza chalas or mechza rikikin yavi, that you can have a mincha that consists of half chalas and half rikikin. He considers that all to be one type of korban, and therefore you can mix and match within it. Well then, if we follow his opinion, or my minei mincha, so what does he mean? Minei mincha, when the person says minei mincha, you could say he means mincha de'isba tre mini, it means one mincha that contains two minim within it. Chalas and rikikin. So then we would say that he's chayef to bring, so therefore that would mean that he has to bring that kind of chala. Abel Rabbanan, but what about according to the Chachamim who disagree? That means mechza chalas and mechza rikikin lo yavi. They say that since it's half chalas and half rikikin, you can't. It's all of one or all of the other. Then you could say that when he says minei menachos, So it would mean maybe shnei menachos, mishnei minin. Then it would mean that he has to bring two menachos of two different kinds. But not necessarily. Not necessarily can we infer from the braisa what about when he says minei mincha? All we can show is that when he says minei menachos alai, then it pluralizes both minei and menachos. Then he has to bring two different types. Then he has to bring one each of two different types. And according to the Pshimin, it could be he brings one type, namely minchas machay tanu, of which part of it is one and part of it is the other. In the end, the Rambam passed him that he would have to bring both, but basically the Nosa Kalim on the Rambam says, since the Gemara leaves the question open at this point, then it means, in other words, it's a suffix, so he has to bring one of them, for sure. So he'd have to make a Tanai from Chayev and only one, and the second one will be a Minchas Nedava. The Mishnah said, Peirashti ve'en yedei ma peirashti. If he says, I specified that I'm going to bring a type of mincha, but I don't remember which one. So he said, Yovi chamishta, and he has to bring all five kinds. So the Gemara says, man tana. Which tana is it that said that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the like Rabbi Shimon. Necessarily, it can't be like Rabbi Shimon. De'i Rabbi Shimon, because if it were to be like Rabbi Shimon, we just said, kiven de'omah, mechza chalos, mechza rekikin yavi. We just said that Rabbi Shimon had said, your minchas mafe tanu can be partly chalos and partly rekikin. And we have to consider that according to Rabbi Shimon says half and half. He doesn't exactly mean half and half. That can be five of one and half, five of the other. Rabbi Shimon would also be fine if you have a minchas mafe tanu and you're going to have one chala and nine retikin, or eight chala, or two chalas and eight retikin, and so forth. So if that part of our Mishnah went like Rabbi Shimon, kiven de'oma mechza chalas and mechza retikin yobi, since he says you can have half chalas and half retikin, and it's not necessarily half, inami, so or another possibility is, what if the Tana holds not like Rabbi Shimon, but what if we said that Rabbi Shimon had said you can have half chalas, half rekikin. Now we had a machloikus also earlier in the Masechta. By most menachos, how many loaves are they divided into? We said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, most menachos are divided into 10, with the exception, we said, of the lechem aponim and the chavrita kohen gadol are divided into 12. Versus we had Rabbi Meir saying, we had Rabbi Meir saying the other way around, that most menachos come as 12 chalas. So even if you're going to say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the number of chalas, and therefore you have the 10, but still, if our Mishnah went like Rabbi Shimon, ikla sapuka ba'arba esra menachos, then you would have a total of 14 menachos. Maybe that he should have to bring. Namely, you would have the four basic types. So you'd have solus, and if solus machlas macheshes, and then you'd have mafe tanur, you'd have the kind that's baked in an oven. But then within that, you'd have all the different variations. It could be all chalas, one chala and nine rekikin, two chalas and eight rekikin, and so forth, all the way down to all rekikin. And of course, if he said so you'd have to consider all of those as well. And if on top of that, if Rabbi Shimon then held like Rabbi Meir, then you would have to bring even more, because according to Rabbi Meir, you have it divided into 12 chalas. So the fact that our Mishnah says that if a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha and of a certain type, and then he forgot what type, he has to bring five types of menachos, apparently that can only work according to the Chachamim. It would not work according to Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you would have to take into account all those possible variations as well. On the side of here, in fact, it brings a pirush from the Rabbanan Sevaroi that were found in some manuscripts of the Gemara that goes in to say maybe he meant nine chalas and one rokik, and maybe he meant eight chalas and two rakikin, all the way down to one chala and two rakikin. And if he holds like Rabbi Meir, then even worse, since Rabbi Meir holds that there were 12 chalas, then you have as many as 16 menachos that this forgetful guy is going to have to bring. In other words, because again, the idea would be, in other words, that now you have, there could be 12 chalas, there could be one chala and 11 rekikin, two chalas and 10 rekikin, and so forth, all the way down to 12 rekikin. Plus you have, then the four other basic types would give you 16. So therefore, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, apparently on Mishnah, that says that if he forgot which one he said, he's going to have to bring five, and not more than five. Apparently that can only be according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon. But Abaya Amar, Abaya says, no, I feel the chairman of Rabbi Shimon. You could even say our Mishnah does go like Rabbi Shimon. And we would, in general, prefer to do that. We would, in general, prefer that a Stam Mishnah goes according to everybody. Because Abaya says, Sham Inin Le, Rabbi Shimon, Doma Maisi Umasi. We do find where... where Reb Shimon says that you can bring your korban and make a tnai. So in this case, a person can bring two menachos, one made of 10 chalas and one made of 10 rikikin, and he'll make a tanai as follows. If I was supposed to bring all chalas, then okay, he was one of all chalas. If I was supposed to bring one of all rikikin, then he was all rikikin. And if it was supposed to be some variation within them, then we'll take some of the chalas and some of the rikikin from one and we'll combine them together. So in other words, so let's follow Rabbi Yehuda over here. We're saying, let's say Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that they're each 10. So he'll bring 10 chalas, 10 rikikin, which are the two types of minchas mafei tanu, the two types of baked mincha, and he'll say, well, if my neder was all chalas, then I'm covered. If it's all rikikin, I'm covered. If, let's say, my neder was 5 chalas and 5 rikikin, then fine, we'll take 5 of these chalas and 5 of these rikikin will be to cover that mincha that I vowed, and the rest of them will be for another minchas nedava. And if I had said 4 and 6, same thing. If I had said 3 and 7, the same thing. So then Abaya says that Shimon would allow you to do that, so therefore you don't have to bring all. So our Mishnah can be saying that he just brings the 5 types, including the 2 types of baked, all of one, and all 10 of one, and 10 of the other, and he makes this appropriate tonight. Rabbi Akiva Eger actually refers to Gilyon HaShas with Tosfos, in Gilyon HaShas refers to a Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta, that Reb Shimon had said over there that Reb Shimon had said at the beginning of the Masechta that if a person said, I'm going to bring a Minchas Machlas, then he can even bring a Minchas Marcheshes and his Yotze and vice versa. So according to Reb Shimon, why should he even have to bring all 5 types? He said, I'm going to bring a Mincha and forgot what he was going to bring. So now he should be able to bring, for example, Minchas Machlas, and it covers him whether he had said Machlas or Marcheshes. So then it would come out that our Mishnah would allow him to record. Then our Mishnah, he would have to bring fewer than 5. And Tosfos had answered over there. One answer is B'balotzisideshamayim, where he wants to be Yotze. He doesn't just want to be Yotze the minimum. He wants to actually do the right thing. He said either Machas or Macheshes. He forgot which one. But now he doesn't just want to be Yotze with the minimum possible. He wants to actually do the right thing. So he should bring all of them. But Abaya is saying even Reb Shimon would not require him to bring all the different, all the 10 or 12 variations of chalas and rikikin. It's enough that he brings 10 of one and 10 of the other and makes this tonight. So the Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Reb Shimon says in an example involving a nazir. Now you have a case of a nazir who was suffic whether he became tomei and also a suffic whether he was mitzvah muchlat or not. And when it comes to tumah batara and when it comes to tzaras, you can always have sfeikus of whether the person became tomei or tahor, tumas mes that is, and also whether he became a confirmed mitzvah or not. So now the problem is that so now you have a whole detail of what he has to do. So the things are like this. A mitzvah has to shave. A nazir, though, can only shave only if he was a nazir tomei, is one part of it. So then, and you have, each of them has to bring different korbanos. So you have a whole detail that it explains in nazir in detail. We learned it in Zvachim as well. So he has to first count a bunch of days in case he was a mitzvah, and then he can do his first shaving, and that has to be he has to wait 30 days in case he is a nazir, and then he can bring his korbanos, and then if he was a nazir, then at that point he can shave after his 30 days of nazirus are over, and he can also do his first shaving of etzarah, and then 30 days later he'll bring another set of korbanos that he has to bring in case he was a nazir tomei, and in case he was a whatever, you have all different variations. If he was a nazir tomei or tahor, if he was a mitzvah, he has to do two shaves. If he was a mitzvah, he has to do two shavings 7 days apart, and in this case it'll be 30 days apart because he might be a nazir and he can't shave his hair in less than 30 days apart. And you have all kinds of interesting details. There's a long Tosfos over here that goes into all the details of what he needs to do exactly, and is it true that he has to wait 30 days between one and the next? Is there a possibility that maybe sometimes he can, that maybe... that made it, it brings from Rashi in Zvachim that said that it meant on the eighth day you can shave and bring his korbanos, but it really means the eighth day counting from when, really means the eighth day. In other words, had he been only a mitzvah, because he's also a Suffolk Nazir, then therefore he has to wait 3 days, because Tosfos goes into great detail explaining the whole scenario over there. In any case, Reb Shimon says Lamacharas the next day, meaning after these 60 days. So now at that point, no matter what, we're in the middle of covering the various possibilities. Was he a mitzvah? If he was a mitzvah, then at this point, now after having done his second shaving, the first one after 30 days, the second after 60 days, now he's ready to bring his korbanos. Maybe asham of lug of oil. So now he brings an asham, which he has to do as a mitzvah, together with a lug of oil. And he makes it tonight. In mitzvah, if I was a mitzvah, who now needs to bring the korbanos of a mitzvah, zehu ashamay, then this is the asham that a mitzvah is supposed to bring, v'zelugoy, and here's the lug of oil that is supposed to be brought with it. The imlav, and if not, asham zeh, heshamay nedava, then this asham instead should be brought as a voluntary shlamim, rather than as an asham. And Reb Shimon is saying that's not a problem, says Reb Shimon, because after all, so you shecht in the north in case it's an asham. The sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach is done basically exactly the same way because they're both shnei matzonis shnei nava. Reb Shimon is not concerned about the concept that we learned about in Zvachim, in Mevi'im Kodshim, the base up soul, where you're not allowed to shorten, you're not allowed to reduce the time or the number of people who are able to eat a korban, so it doesn't become possible. Reb Shimon doesn't care about that. So the chachamim do. So the chachamim would say you can't have a korban, which might be an asham and might be a shlomim. What happens if it really was supposed to be a shlomim, and then you're limited, like this, all the Yisraelim could have eaten it, and by making it an asham, you're saying only Kohenim can eat it, only in the Azara, as opposed to in the rest of Yerushalayim, only for 1 day, whereas a shlomim is 2 days, so the chum don't accept that idea. But Reb Shimon is fine with it, so he says you can bring the asham and have in mind that if it's necessary for an asham, then it's an asham, and if not, then it'll be for a shlomim. Now Tosfos points out that there is a variation with the asham of mitzvah. Namely, it's not just most korbanos, as we've been learning throughout Seder Kodshim so far. You receive the blood in a basin, and then you go and take the basin and apply the blood to the mizbeach in the appropriate way. But here instead, what happens with the asham of mitzvah, what actually happens is, you first, one of the kohenim receives some of the blood in his hand, and then he dips his finger into that, and goes and starts applying it to the mitzvah's ear, thumb, and toe. Even Reb Shimon agrees to that. So how could he say that you can shef this korban and do that kind of thing? If it was an asham, then you're supposed to do that. And if it's a shlomim, you're not supposed to do that. And the answer is, Tosfos says, in this case, we're appointed where Reb Shimon says, this is the only way to fix up things for the guy. If we don't do this, he may never be able to eat korbanos again, because how is he going to bring his korbanos? He may never be able to enter the Beis Hamikdash or eat korbanos again. So it's called the Takunei Gavra, to fix up the guy. And for that kind of thing, Reb Shimon will allow us to bend the rules a little bit and to say, so what we'll do is we will receive some of the blood of it in the Kohen's hand. And if it was the Oshem of the Mitzvah, then good, we're doing what we need to. And if not, then it's fine that we missed out some of the blood, because only L'chatchila do you have to receive all the blood of a korban, and B'dieved, even if he receives only some of it, then you're fine. So in any case, Reb Shimon says that you can make a tenai like that. So now, how do you do? V'oseh osham, so this korban, which now might be an osham, might be a shlomim, ton shchita batzofen, you have to shechter in the north in case it's an osham, and umatan b'hoinis, you do have to apply the blood to the mitzvah's ear, thumb, and toe in case it's an osham, usmicha, it does require smicha, which either way it would require smicha, unesachim, it requires nesachim, because again, either way, it does require However, it also requires the waving, the chaz of a shoyk, which is something that you do with a shlomim and not with an ashram. Now, Tosfos points out, as far as the smicha, actually, it's not so simple, because there are different opinions Tosfos refers to, which we've learned about in Zvachim, whether the fact that smicha has to be done on the ashram of the mitzvah, is that d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. We discussed it over there in connection with the question. The Metzora can't yet enter the Azara. How can he put in his hands in order to do Smicha? So there's one possibility that it's Deraisa, and the Torah itself makes the exception, and the other possibility is Derabanan. If we say that it's Derabanan, and he can't do a proper Smicha over here, because proper smicha, which involves leaning on it b'chol koyche with his full strength, if it's a shlomim, then fine. But if it's an osham and daraisa, it doesn't require that, then it would be doing work with kodshim, and you can't do that. So again, the only reason we'll allow it in the first place is, again, as Tosfos says, because tikkuni gavra, because otherwise the guy can't bring his korban at all. So now, actually, Tosfos says, no, in this case, and in this case, where it's a suffix, asham suffix shlomim, he will do proper, he will, so Tosfos over here that, yeah, he'll say he'll only do smicha with a, he'll only do smicha, leaning a little bit on it, but not leaning all the way. But Tosfos in Zochen learns differently and says that in fact he would do full smicha. In any case, so he does the smicha. Again, there is a way of looking at it. Do we mean that it requires smicha? Then one way or the other, it requires smicha. So again, one way of looking at it is it means. In this case, it means you're going to do full smicha. But the other way of looking at it, it just means you're going to do a symbolic smicha in case it really is the asham metzora, which according to that way of looking at it, maybe doesn't require full smicha. So different ways of looking at it. Nesachim, it is going to require either way. Tnufas chazav ashoik is something unique to a shlomim, but Rabbi Shimon says you're going to have to do that in case it is a, in case it is a shlomim, which a shlomim requires that. Tosfos points out that an asham metzora also has to be waved while it's alive, and the Mishnah is not the Braisa over here is not mentioning that. So Kodshin gives an answer for it that the Gemara didn't want to get into the detail and say it needs tnufa while it's alive and tnufa schoz v'shoik. We don't require him to do it twice, so we do tnufa schoz v'shoik and it's good enough after shchita and he's yotze that way. And the nechol zichre kohanim will have to be eaten only by the male kohanim l'yom v'layla, and only for a day and a night, as if it was in case it was a shlomim. Again, Reb Shimon, here is the point where Reb Shimon disagrees with the chachamim, where they say you can't do that because you can't aim mevi'in kodshim l'beis ha'psul. You can't make that a korban is going to possibly become possible, which is going to in this case because you're reducing the number of people who are eating it. Instead of everybody, only the kohanim, and instead of for 2 days and one night and anywhere in Yerushalayim, only one day and one night and only in the Azara. So the Chacham don't like that idea, but Reb Shimon is fine with it. So the point is, the reason we're bringing this in is because we see that Reb Shimon allows you to bring a korban with a tanai. So therefore, by the same token, returning to our case over here involving the chalas and the retikin, so he can bring all chalas or all says Abaya. He can bring all chalas and all retikin, and he can make a tanai that if I meant to bring all chalas or all retikin, then I'm covered. And if I meant to bring some of one and some of the other, then we'll combine together some chalas from one and some retikin from the other. Tosfos, by the way, points out, at least we should have been able to say that maybe it would be a toida if it's not going to be the oshim of a metzora. And then a toida is also eaten for one day and one night, but Tosfos says that no, because then we also have the bread involved as well, and the bread we can't make such a tanai. The Gemara had discussed earlier in our Masechta that with the bread you can't do that, because either you need the bread or you don't, and then you might be bringing kodshim, then you might be bringing cholin into the azara. Now, so the Gemara continues. Now, even though it is true that we answer in the that one of the answers in the relevant sugya in Zvachim is that Emud Amr of Shimon Maisiu Masni, that even Reb Shimon is allowing you to make a tnai and bring it lachatchila and to do that lachatchila, even though now fine Reb Shimon accepts the idea of Mavian Kodshim Beis Apsul. He still doesn't say you should do it lachatchila, that you should cause a korban to have to be eaten faster or in less time or by fewer people than not. Usually Reb Shimon even maybe Reb Shimon wouldn't like such a thing, and only in this case the Takune Gavra only. In this case, in order to fix up the person so that he'll ever be able to eat kodshim or enter the Beis Mikdash again, according to that way of looking at it, that's mentioned in Zvachim, even Reb Shimon Even Rav Shimon would only say you can do that b'di'evit, but not l'chatchila. But hani mili shlomim, but that would be hani mili gabi shlomim. That would only be when it comes to a shlomim to come in my bachilosan, because the fact is you are reducing the amount of time you can eat it. To have a lehu mivim, to have a lehu kodshim leves apsul, and the problem is that then you're causing that kodshim might become possible. Avol menachos, but when it comes to the menachos over here, avol l'chatchila, it should be allowed even l'chatchila because of what's going to be, no matter whether. So if he's bringing all chalas, it's going to be most of it is going to be eaten by the kohenim. If he brings all the kikin, it's going to be eaten by the kohenim. If he brings some of one and some of the other, no matter what, it's all going to be eaten by the same kohenim in the same period of time anyway. So according to that way of looking, so according to one way of looking at it in the Gemara and Zvachim, Reb Shimon would in general allow you to. Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem at all with Mevi'in Kodesh and Leves Apsul. So according to him, certainly in the case of this person who was Sofik Nozir, Suffolk Mitzvah, then he can then Suffolk Nozir Tomei Suffolk Mitzvah. Then yeah, of course he can make a Tanai and do the whole thing. But then there was an opinion in the Gemara over there that even then he would allow it only be the Eved. But you know why? According to that opinion, he would allow it only be the Eved is because there you have this problem of reducing the amount of time. But that doesn't apply over here when you come to Chalas and Rikikin. So therefore, according to that way of looking at it, Reb Shimon would allow you to do it, no problem. There are, by the way, we're showing him point out that these last couple of lines from Va'achagav until Lachatchila is actually a note from the Rabbanan Sivaroi that was added to the Gemara. In any case, the point is that Reb Shimon should allow you to make such a Tanai, and therefore, Abai says, you don't have to say that on Mishnah, when it says that he's not sure which type he was supposed to bring, and he has to bring Chalos, and he has to bring the five types, you don't have to say it's not according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, he should have to bring all those variations. No, we see that Reb Shimon allows you to make a Tanai, and we see that even that when there's no issue of being cut from the base of the soul, then Reb Shimon will allow you to make that Tanai, even L'chatchila. So what's the problem over here? However, a papa says to Abaya, does that really work? Reb Shimon, Amar Mechta Chalas and Mechta Rekikin Yavi. If you say that our missionary is also according to Reb Shimon, and because Reb Shimon says you can bring part Chalas and part Rekikin, and you're saying that, in other words, yes. So the person that said I'm going to bring a certain type of mincha, and he specified the kind, and then he forgot which one. So we're saying he has to bring all five types, and you're telling me. And you're telling me that according to Reb Shimon, it's fine. He brings the two among the five types. He brings the two types of baked ones, all chalas or all rikikin, and he makes it tanai. Isn't there a problem though? Doesn't it come out after all the chalas and the rikikin? Each one involves one lug of oil. The problem is that he has one isarin. It comes out that he has one isarin out of the two isarinim and one lug out of the two lugim. Meaning, in other words, so now he's going to bring an isarin of flour, which is part one and part the other. So it comes out. In effect, you have two menachas mixed together. He said that he's going to bring one mincha. He's going to bring one isarin and one lug, and it's going to be divided into chalas and rikikin. Here, what he's doing, Rapapa is asking, that in effect what you're doing is taking two menachas and mixing them together and then doing them separately and then doing some of one and some of the other and mixing them together. And how can you do that? And the answer is yeah, not a problem. Shemin and Levit of Shemin Dama im hevi isarin echad mishnei asarinus galug echad mishnei lugin yotza. We do in fact find that Reb Shimon in fact does say exactly that. That Reb Shimon would say that if a person has two asarinim and two lugin, and he says I want half of this one and half of this one to be for my choiva and the rest for me will be for the nava, then we see that Reb Shimon holds that such a thing is fine. So yes, he started out with an isarin which he's going to divide into 10 chalas and another isarin which is going to divide into 10 rikikin, and each one has one log of oil with it. That's fine. Reb Shimon allows such things. Rashi says, I don't know where Reb Shimon said that. We see the Gemara is telling us here that Reb Shimon says that, but Rashi says, I don't know where we find elsewhere in the Gemara. Tosfos says that we can infer it from the fact that he says we learned earlier in the Masechta about the measuring cups of the Beis Mikdash, which ones were anointed to make them clay shardis and which one were not. And we said in that connection, we said that Reb Shimon allows you to make the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him even outside the Azara. So we see, in other words, so we see that he doesn't care whether you, to begin with, you measured out one Isaron or two Esaronim. On the other hand, Tosfos points out that still wouldn't work with the oil, because we did say that the Midas Halach, we said the measuring cups for liquids were in fact Nimshach. So in that case, then how would that work? You would still have to agree that you can't measure out two Lugim and then use only one of them. So Rabbeinu Gershom says that we can find such a Braisa. And in fact, the Osameach on Rambam brings a Tesefta that in fact implies like what Rabshimon, says that. So we see Rabshimon would allow such a thing. So the Gemara continues. So what do we do as far as the koimetz? So mikmat hefi koimetz. Now how does he take the koimetz? If you're going to say that he has a mincha over here, which might be all chalas or all rikikin, or might be partially chalas and partially rikikin, but the question is, how is he going to take a koimetz? What if you have two menot? What if you have? You have to do a full koimetz from choiva and a full koimetz from nedava. So how is he supposed to take we don't know how much of it is choiva and how much of it is nedava, then how does he take the koimetz and then be able to do a valid kmitzvah? What if he only needs a koimetz of one of them? So the answer is the masni of Omar, again, appointed of Shimon, he'll make a tonight, and he'll say, if chalas the chudayu or rikikin the chudayu amri, if what I had said to begin with is I was going to bring only chalas or only rikikin, then fine. The koka mitzvah, mechalas. So now when I, meaning the koyin, is doing it on his behalf, when I do the kmitzah, mechalas, levia chalas, so what I do from the chalas will be on behalf of the chalas. What I'm doing, the koimetz from the rikikin will be on behalf of the rikikin. And if I had said it's going to be half rikikin, half chalas, then fine, we'll do it like this. When I take the koimetz from the chalas, I'll have in mind that it covers half the chalas or half the rikikin, or part of the chalas and part of the rikikin, or the kokamitz from the rikikin, and when I take the koimetz from the rikikin, we'll have it. We'll be on behalf of the Rikikin and on behalf of the Chalas. So that way we're covering. That way we're covering all the possibilities. So you would be able to do it. But the Gemara asks, well, boy, mikmat chad koimetz mechalas. The fact is, you have to take one full koimetz from the Chalas or umirikikin. You have to take a koimetz completely from the chalas and the rikikin together, because it might be rikikin and chalas. The kokomets mechalas are rikikin or merikikin are chalas. Here it comes out that he's taking the koimetz from the chalas on behalf of the rikikin and vice versa. So how does that work? And the answer is from the letter of Shimon to Omar. We also find that Rav Shimon had said im komatz that when he brings a mincha of part chalas and part retikin, im komatz for all of yodim me'echad al shnehem. If in fact he only happened to pick up flour from the chalas that was meant to be for the retikin yotza, then he'd be yotza. Rav Shimon does not require that he takes from some of the broken up chalas and some of the broken up retikin. He says it's fine to have a koimetz that's all one and all the other. Now, though, we have one more problem, which is Vahika Moses Shemen. But we have the problem of what does he do with the rest of the oil? Namely, Rashi explains, we learned earlier when we were discussing how exactly the various types of menachas are made. So like this, you have when you make chalas and you make rikikin, the key difference between them is as far as what's done with the oil. With the chalas, the oil is mixed in as you're making the dough, and then you bake them. And then the rikikin, on the other hand, is you smear the oil on top of them. Now, so we learned earlier in the Masechta then that if you have a mincha, which appointed of Shimon is mechza chalas or mechza rikikin, part one, part the other. So then what you do is you take the rikikin, you smear them with oil, and then you take the rest of the chala, you take the rest of the oil and put it together with the chalas. So now the problem is, for ikam moisa shemen, now you have the problem, what do you do with the rest of the oil? The imechza chalas or mechza rikikin omar, if this guy had said in his original neder that I'm going to bring half chalas and half rikikin, moisa shemen machziru l'chalas, then fine, you do that. You take the rest of the oil, put it back into the batch of dough for the chalas, and you're good. But if he had said it was going to be all rikikin, then the extra oil has a different din. The rest of that oil is supposed to be eaten by the kohenim. So now, what are you telling me that he's not sure whether he had said mechtzach, whether he had said all chalas or all rikikin, or half one, half the other? It'd still be the question. What do we do with the rest of the oil? Do we put it back into the oil, into the dough for the chalas and continue making the chalas, or do we give it to the kohenim? And the answer is Kidab Shimon ben Yehuda. The answer is Abaya, who says that our Mishnah goes also according to Kidab Shimon. He will have to say that it means specifically Kidab Shimon ben Yehuda, specifically according to Kidab Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of his Rebbe Reb Shimon's opinion. Regular Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yehoi, yet a Talmud Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, and we have here, we're talking over here, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of Reb Shimon ben Yehoi's opinion. The Tanya, namely, we learned earlier in the Masechta, in a Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm a Meshum Reb Shimon, that what you do is, so we had before, we said that according to one version of what Reb Shimon says, that if you have a mincha that's half chalas and half rikikin, you smear the rikikin with oil, and then the rest of it is put into the dough for the challah, but Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm no, Moshchan Kimin Ki. You smear the rikikin like in the shape of a letter Ki, which we talked about earlier in the Masechta, what shape that is exactly. And the rest of the oil is eaten separately by the kohenim rather than being put back into the dough for the chalas like the other version of Reb Shimon. So now the Chachamim had said b'chal that the other Chachamim had said that Reb Shimon's opinion would be that when it's all rikikin, you keep on smearing them again and again and use up all the oil that way. So according to them, you're right. Our Mishnah could not be according to Reb Shimon because when our Mishnah says that he just has to bring the five types, which includes all chalas and all rikikin, according to that understanding of Reb Shimon, you're right. It wouldn't work because we wouldn't be sure what to do with the extra oil, whether to continue smearing the rikikin or give it to the kohen or put it into the dough of the chalas. But according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's opinion, understanding of his Rebbe, Reb Shimon's opinion, that what you do is you smear whatever you need to on the rikikin, and the rest of the oil that was originally reserved for them is given to the kohenim. Well, then very well. According to him, then you have no problem with a mincha of all rikikin versus half rikikin and half chalas, and you can make it work, and there's no problem what to do with the extra oil. So therefore, when Abaye is saying that on Mishnah it can be according to Reb Shimon as well, he means according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Yirmiyah meanwhile earlier had said that. That you can't do that. That in fact our Mishnah cannot work according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon you should have to bring all those different variations. That according to him, there's nothing to talk about. And in fact, our Mishnah cannot work according to Reb Shimon anyway. And necessarily, our Mishnah would have to work specifically according to the Chachamim. Okay.